Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter, what Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the people of Jannat. Today's hadith, عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن أهل الجنة ليتراءون الغرف في الجنة كما تتراءون الكوكب في السماء. متفق عليه. هذا سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه narrated, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the people of Jannat will look at the upper apartments of Jannat just as you look at the stars in the sky. So beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it. Those people that have got the higher levels in Jannat, as you look up and you see the stars bright, shining in the sky, like that you will see the people of the upper level, the people in the higher Jannat. So therefore when a person is in this dunya, he must think to himself, should I be wasting my time in this world so I get the lower level? I should make more efforts, Allah Ta'ala give me that higher level of apartment. Rather, instead of wasting my time in this world, I rather use my time constructively so that I can get the higher level, the higher apartments of Jannat. So this is a good remedy for a person when he's just wasting time, not doing anything, or just watching some sports, or just whiling his time away, or playing some cards with the friends, or doing anything that is useless. He should just think, that do I want to be sitting down and looking up, or do I want to be those on the top that can look down? Every level of Jannat is so beautiful like we did, but a true believer is one that will strive his best in this dunya so that he can please his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most, and Allah ta'ala will please him also the most. وَعَنْهُ قَالْ شَهِدْتُ مِنَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَجْلِسًا وَصَفَ فِيهِ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى انْتَهَى ثُمَّ قَالَ فِي آخِرِ حَدِيثِهِ فِيهَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ ثم قرأت تجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع إلى قوله تعالى فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين. هذا سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه narrates that I was present in a gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which he described Jannat. So he's explaining that I was in one majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described Jannat. Towards the end of his discussion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this part. So now he's explaining, that Rasulullah ﷺ was explaining about Jannat, and towards the end of that hadith, or towards the end of the discussion, this is what Rasulullah ﷺ said, فِيهَا مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ. In it is what no eye has seen, no ear has heard of, and no heart of any man has imagined. In other words, you can just let your imagination run and run and run, it still won't be able to encompass what Jannat is. A person can listen and listen and listen to all the talks, and all the people of the world can get together, and all they can give all their dreams and all the imaginations of what they think Jannat is. Still it won't cross the mind of any person. No ear will have heard of what Allah Ta'ala has kept in it. Therefore Allah Ta'ala himself says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. No soul knows what pleasures are hidden for him as a reward for the deeds that he carried out. It's a concealment, it's a reward. It's like a gift that a person receives. It's got a gift wrap on it. And when it's got a gift wrap, you don't know what's inside until you open it, and then you see the pleasures. So like that, Allah Ta'ala has wrapped it. Although we have mentioned so many things in the hadith, it's still wrapped up. We don't know what it is exactly. When we go there, then we'll realize what pleasures Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. Therefore, we must keep making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us from amongst the people of Jannat. And when we ask for Jannat also, then we must ask for the highest Jannat. One thing or two things that we learn from this hadith is the rewards of performing salat or tahajjud salat. Ayat of the Quran Allah Ta'ala mentions here, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. They are such people that their sides remain away from their sleeping places whilst calling on to their sustainer with fear and longing. تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Two things, that when they're calling on to Allah, they have fear and they have hope. So all the time a Muslim has got this. He's got fear and he's got hope. And he's separating his side from the bed, the tahajjud time. Allah Ta'ala is not letting it go wasted. On the day of Qiyamah it will be announced, أَيْنَ الَّذِي تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِ. To give them izzat and respect. Where are those people that would separate their sides from their beds? Where are those people that used to perform tahajjud salat? And Allah Ta'ala will give them a special recognition, a special group of them will enter Jannah. Why? Because of tahajjud salat. So one thing we learn from here is the great rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for the people that perform tahajjud salat. In another explanation from this hadith, he showed us that it is impossible to understand Hadith Sharif without Quran Sharif. And to understand Quran Sharif, you need Hadith Sharif. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after mentioning this hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned the ayat of Quran. So these two things go together. The tafsir of the Quran Sharif is actually the Hadith Sharif. So to understand both person, or to understand each one, a person needs both, and a person needs the explanations. Otherwise it is very difficult to understand it. You can't understand it. Some people say, no, we only have to believe Quran, we don't have to believe Hadith. We understand from many, many, many different verses of the Quran and many ahadith that both complement each other. We'll do one more hadith. And Abi Sa'd wa Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ يُنَادِ إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَحْيُوا فَلَا تَمُوتُوا أَبَدًا وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَصِحُوا فَلَا تَسْقَمُوا أَبَدًا وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَشِبُّوا فَلَا تَهْرَمُوا أَبَدًا وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَنْعَمُوا فَلَا تَبْأَسُوا أَبَدًا رواه مسلم. حضرت ابو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and when the people of Jannah enter Jannah, an announcer will proclaim, you will live and you never die. So now an elan will take place. After the people of Jannah enter Jannah, now an announcement takes place, like how we have announcements. So an announcement will take place after all the people enter Jannah. What will it be? Announcement will take place that you will live and you will never die. You will be healthy and you will never fall ill. No such thing as pain, no such thing as headache, no such thing as any sickness, no cough, no blood pressure, no sugar, nothing, nothing, just enjoyment and enjoyment and enjoyment. So this announcement will come that you will be healthy and you will never fall ill. You will be young and you will never grow old. You will have bounties and will never experience any misery, any sadness. In this world, sometimes a person gets a janaza message, he gets sad, some friend of his, some cousin of his, some brother of his, and he gets sad. There is no janaza notices, there is no sad notices, there is no loss of life, there is no loss of health, there is no loss of wealth, there is no loss of anything, just enjoyment and enjoyment and enjoyment. And as we did in yesterday's hadith, that even every Friday, that when the wind also comes, then the people's beauty increases, the people's beauty of the clothing increases, everything is just growing and growing and growing. In this dunya, when a person happens to eat, say example, a platter of biryani is put there, person will eat that first helping with relish, and then he may take a second helping with relish, but when he goes to the third and fourth, now there is no place in the stomach. Even if you force the person now, eat more, he doesn't want to eat more, such an extent that he may say, I don't even want to see any more food, I'm so nauseous, I've eaten so much, there's no place I got. But in general, the more a person eats, the more enjoyment he gets. The more he eats, the more enjoyment. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left it. And Allah ta'ala made it so beautiful that everything increases in Jannah. In this hadith also we see that announcement will be made. Can you imagine how happy a person will be? There is no such thing as even dying, no such thing as even losing health, no such thing as losing anything. Therefore in this dunya we must make an effort that to reach and get all these beautiful things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.